All right, it is 11 minutes after 7 o'clock on a rainy Thursday morning. You know, that promo that we just heard for the Tom Sullivan Show sounds like, in a nutshell, the echo chamber we've been living in for months now. The argument for wearing a mask, why you're supposed to wear a mask, why it will help reduce the spread of coronavirus. And yet, it's very hard to convince some people to actually do it, even with the state mandate. Governor Whitmer held a press conference yesterday where she once again urged everybody to mask up. Emily Lawler with MLive was there, and she's on the line with us right now. Emily, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Not a ton of news out of this press conference, but we saw a governor once again pleading with the residents of Michigan to please mask up.
Absolutely. And I think that one of the things that she wanted to do was reiterate that at this press conference, you know, perhaps convince more people to do that. And then also kind of say there are consequences if you don't. She was pretty clear about drawing the line between, you know, you're wearing a mask right now is what makes it so that we might be able to open schools in 55 days or, you know, open other sectors of our economy.
There are people that, in fact, there are even these cards that people have manufactured that say, I am exempt from any ordinance requiring face mask usage in public under the Americans with Disability Act. There are stores that have posted signs saying, hey, there, if you're, you know, under the ADA and you're not able to wear a mask, we're not allowed to ask you about your medical condition, therefore go about shopping in our store without a mask. Nobody's going to ask you any questions. Is that really going to fly?
You know, I've been calling some attorneys about this in, over the last week or so, and my understanding from them is that basically no. those cards, you know, across the board, people told me were just kind of fake. They don't really have any clout legally. They did say a note from a doctor could be considered evidence at some point. But, you know, in terms of the Americans with Disability Act, I think the best way it was described to me by a professor at Cooley Law School here in Lansing was that it's a shield and not a sword. It's not a get out of masks free card, I guess. Businesses obviously can't turn away anyone because they have a disability, but as it's been described to me, they could make another reasonable accommodation, such as curbside pickup. They could do something like ask people to wear a shield instead of a mask. The order is about face coverings. So they do have some options that aren't just let people in the store without masks.
This issue isn't going to go away anytime soon. As long as coronavirus is around, masks are going to be around. It's something we're going to have to get used to. Do you see this argument going away anytime soon? I mean, people seem to really be dug in on one side or the other, either wearing masks or refusing to wear masks, or at least wearing them grudgingly.
Yeah, I mean, one of the hardest things I think about this whole coronavirus pandemic is that we don't know when the other side is. So I know that they're working on a vaccine. I think there's actually some Michigan companies working on that as well. But yeah, until that day, it's really hard to see a time when we're not thinking about masks and when we're not grabbing hand sanitizer when we leave our houses. And, you know, it's a different world right now.
Yeah, the governor certainly was adamant yesterday about wearing masks and really saying if we don't catch this thing right now, we could very easily and very quickly slide back into phase three and we could see things close. She also talked about auto plants potentially closing too.
Yeah, she did. She threw that out there. You know, we're in phase, most of the lower peninsula is in phase four right now. Some of the upper peninsula and the UP is in phase five. But there are some indications that it's not looking good out there. Dr. Caldoun yesterday pointed out that Grand Rapids is the highest rate of new cases in the state. They're getting 53 new cases per million per day. And then the UP, actually, she said, had its highest rate of new cases that it's had throughout the whole pandemic. One thing that I've been looking at is that the new cases, you know, In terms of raw numbers, we've had more new cases. One of my colleagues, Julie Mack, has been looking at this and reporting this. We've had more new cases in the first 14 days of July than we had in the entire month of June. So,
wow.
you know, it's definitely a situation where we're just not out of the woods yet. And, you know, it's one of those things that, as we've seen before, can get pretty hairy pretty quickly.
It absolutely can. I wonder what it is. I almost feel like it's because it's summer, because people have sort of lost their patience with this whole thing. And a lot of people think, well, if I'm outside, I'm fine. But we saw Diamond Lake on 4th of July. Yeah, those people were outside. They were also crammed together like sardines. And that's a breeding ground for coronavirus.
Yeah, and actually, the governor's mask order, so it's been in place in some form. You know, individuals have been asked to wear masks in public indoor spaces since mid-May, I think May 18th. But one thing that she did in her more recent order that was more attention-grabbing was mandate masks in crowded outdoor spaces where you can't maintain 6 feet of social distance.
Yeah, it's and that's why we're seeing events canceled and people staying home. Interesting stuff. Emily, appreciate your time this morning. We'll be reading about it on MLive. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Take care. Bye-bye.